Let's see. Here we go. Hi.
Did that work?
Yes. I'm so glad you raised your hand.
Well,
What do you think?
so one of my children is alive,
Okay.
one is not. A lot of y'all seen my posts lately about the one we lost when he was 19. And there's a lot of circumstances around that. He had a wreck, and it's been 10 years, so I can talk about it, but he wasn't doing anything wrong, but I just feel like if he would have he stayed up all night with his friends, and they were working on a school project, and he drove home in the morning instead of sleeping, and they think he fell asleep. And I've always had this horrible guilt of I wasn't a good enough mom because I didn't teach him, he didn't listen, or I didn't teach him enough, or I don't know. And the younger one, he because of his brother dying when the younger one was 15, we had to take him out of school, and he's never graduated. He never got his GED. He's 25 now, but he does have a wonderful job that he loves, and it's a career job, and he makes really good money. He works for a tree trimming company that does the power company work. And he is a leader there, and he does a great job, and but he still has a lot of issues related to his brother's death. And I just feel like I didn't I wasn't a good mom to him
Let's get specific
during
on
that
this.
time because he never, I never managed to help him with school.
But is that true?
Well, he wouldn't go, and from depression and grief, and so I tried to do online school with him, but I was having a lot of trouble myself with all of it.
But I hear you trying, that you tried.
I did try.
A lot
We
of
got him
trying.
through probably another half a year of school.
And maybe that was the half a year he needed, right, to get to him, to where he is today.
He did get his Eagle Scout
Okay.
award. He managed that.
Okay, that's a big deal.
Had a lot of pushing and a lot of help
Okay.
getting through that.
It's like I hear kind of I hear the gears kind of, turning here. Like, well,
Yeah.
I did, he did do this, right? I did do this. It's like, I want you to do more of that. And then also, like, this is what I was saying to Laura, like the doubt. What if I had done this? If I had just done this?
Yeah.
Isn't that who you want to be as a mom? Like, wouldn't it be weird if you weren't kind of what ifing,
Yeah.
especially with your other son, right? It's like that is what you do as a mom who has lost a child like you have. If only I'd done this, or what if I had done this? Like, I think you want to be doing that. I mean, I just don't think you're meant to be just at, this quiet, peaceful place with your son, with either
Do you think
son.
that helps to problem solve?
Well, when we're okay with wherever we are, right?
We don't challenge anything.
Well, when we're or but what I'm saying is when we're not resisting, right? Like, oh, I should get over it, or I should, we can move into curiosity. Yeah, but it's like, but if you're thinking, I shouldn't be doing this, and I should, yeah, just when we're making ourselves wrong in some way for you as a mom, right? When you're making yourself wrong with you should have done this, or if I had just done this, we can't move into problem solving. Like you said, we can't move. We're just stuck in just the mud. We're stuck in that dirty diaper that Corinne talks about, just swimming around in it. And we're not gonna move forward because we're just so just down and dirty and all that, just shame and judgment. So, yeah, so it's like it's letting yourself be okay with what's, I mean, the if I had just done this, or what if I, that is you grieving. That's you grieving him still. And that's a very normal part
Right.
of life. That's you loving him still.
Right.
Yes. So, and then with your son, with your other son, it's, sounds like he's doing amazing.
He is.
Yeah, maybe not what you expected.
He's finally got some friends too, which she didn't have for a very long time.
So let's be the very normal mom concerned about him and wanting more for him, and let's keep those gears turning of like, well, how is he actually doing? Okay, doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, you're offering yourself that up too. Okay, and that's what's going to keep you moving forward, and keep you taking care of yourself through all of this as well.
Yeah, I'm trying not to. I'm working very hard on, instead of trying not to, working very hard on
Good. Love it.
not doing the I deserve it eating.
Why do you think you, why do, I mean, before we kind of not do it, right? Let's understand why. What do you think? Why do you think you deserve the food? What is.
Well, a couple reasons. One of them is I made it through another day.
But
I've come
again,
this far with grief, and
if you're telling
I'm
yourself
working
that,
through that. And
okay. So, but again, if we're resisting the days less, right? If we're like, okay, this is what grief looks like today, this is what grief feels like today, then we're much less likely to need to get through the day, right? Because the
Right.
resistance is what wears us down during the day. Like,
Right.
I mean, kind of it shouldn't be happening this way. This shouldn't be coming up. I shouldn't be feeling this. But if we're like, this is what grief, I heard one time grief described as like a heavy purse. You know how you got like a purse and it, like you got a couple of library books or something, right? And you're, walking around the grocery store, and it just kind of hurts a little bit, right? It's just kind of weighing you down. But it's just like, when you're like, oh yeah, I got those books in there, right? Like that makes sense that this feels a little
That
heavy.
makes
This
sense.
feels a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
So
I
normalize,
like that analogy.
yeah, that heavy purse you're carrying with you, that will help you get through the day rather than like, oh my gosh, what is this heaviness? It needs to go away. Like, I don't understand why this, strap hurts so bad, right? That is what we're looking for relief from with food. All that resistance.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The other I deserve it thing is I have a problem with gluten, and I'm not don't have celiacs, but I have sensitivity, and so I do cheat. But there's lots of things that we go to where everybody else is eating dessert, and it's not something I should eat.
Well, here's the thing, though.
And then I get home and go, well, I got those gluten-free Oreos at home, and they taste amazing. I deserve to have those because everybody else got some.
Well, this is once again where it's like, okay, what is the story I want to tell myself about this reaction to gluten that I have? You know, I talk about like my ice cream. I love ice cream, but I know the next day, I mean, I'm gonna be like pooping 10 times. I'm gonna be, you know, my stomach's gonna hurt, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's just, it's like math. I mean, that's just what happens when I have kind of larger amounts of sugar. And I went through the woe is me and it's not fair and all this kind of stuff. And then I was like, well, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm feeling bad physically. And then I'm sitting here, you know, feeling like a victim. You know, I'm like, this just feels crappy times two. And so I can't do anything about how, you know, ice cream and for you, right? Gluten, we can't do anything with how it reacts in your body, right?
Yeah, I can't control how big that makes my ankles.
Right. Okay. So you can't, you just, I mean, we don't have control over that, but what we do have control over is, okay, how am I going to talk about this? How am I going to think about this? Right? Like, okay,
Right.
and for me with ice cream, it's like, okay, I know what's coming tomorrow. I am not going to hope it will not happen this time. And for you with your swollen ankles, right? It's like, okay, I'm signed.
Yeah, I mean, I get all kinds of reactions. That was
Okay,
just
but
one
let's
of them.
just use your ankles, right? Like, I am signing up for swollen ankles tomorrow, and I'm not going to be surprised when it happens again, right? Because I know we've tested this out enough. We know this is what happens.
It
And so,
also makes the scale go up 2 or 3 pounds in a day.
right. So it's like it's just math, right? It's like
Right.
gluten plus Lee equals, you know, swollen ankles and, you know, up a little bit on the scale. So it's just like it just is what it is. And now what, right? What do I want to, okay, this is my thing. That's what I say. This is just my thing. Everybody's got their things, you know, their things, and this is mine. And,
Right.
you know, that just helps me because it's like, I don't want to walk around being a victim to, you know, ice cream or whatever it is, right? It's just whatever my thing is. And because we all have our situations in life. And then what are we gonna tell ourselves? Like, you know, this is what is. What do you think? What do
Right.
you want your story to be about gluten? What when everybody else is sitting around eating stuff? What do you want to practice telling yourself?
That I've been doing this for a long time and I can handle it.
And like,
It's
am I
been
or
20 years. It's not like this is a
okay.
new
Well,
thing.
and my Oreos are patiently waiting for me when I get home.
Right, and I will have to.
And I will have two, and I will enjoy the heck out of them.
And I'll write it on my plan.
On your plan. They're planned already. Right. I mean, the good
A
news is
gluten-free dessert.
there's a lot of gluten-free, you know, they're coming out with a lot of gluten-free things for one, but
Oh,
it's
there's
like,
lots. There's
yeah.
plenty of things I can have, but it
Okay.
seems like everything I go to, the only choices all have gluten in them.
Well, and that's just the world we
I
live
got
in.
plenty at home.
Okay.
And I need to not reward myself with the plenty at home.
Well, here's one way to think
I
about
need
it.
to put it on my plan and say,
Yes. Because
this is
here's the
what
thing,
I have today.
you probably know the situations where you're going to be at it somewhere, right? And they're going to have all of these desserts with gluten in them, right? And you need to plan ahead and say, oh, I get my dessert too. It's at home. And here's another way you can think about it. I get to eat my dessert at home with just me, and I get to sit down and really savor it and enjoy it. I don't even have to worry about talking to all these other people and not like, I get to focus on my amazing, you know, Oreos or whatever it is, right? This is how we we tell ourselves a real sexy story about things. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, but yeah, but I think for you, yeah, plan them and look forward to them, you know, because yeah, you know, instead of eating behind your own back, right? Instead of, you know, effort eating or whatever, right? It's like, yeah, plan them, give yourself permission to have them and enjoy them because you deserve it. That's what you deserve.
Right.
You deserve to sit with your Oreos or whatever it is and really savor them and enjoy every single bite. That's what we all deserve. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. All right. Good stuff. All righty. Let's see. Donna's got a question in here. So I thought maybe I'll answer that and then we'll get out of here because I think we go about an hour and a half today. So Donna says, I think a lot of my hunger is because my day consists of waking up and going to bed. A lot of the days I have nothing going on. I don't work due to a disability. I sit in my chair watching TV and I might crochet. Okay, here's the thing, Donna. You're lying to yourself. You do have something go you do have things going on during the day. You watch TV and you sometimes crochet. I'm a big crocheter too, so I love to do it. You do have at least two things going on during the day. So stop telling yourself you have nothing going on. Okay? Lots of people watch TV and crochet during the day. Okay? So this is where we start with meeting ourselves where we are and being okay with where we are first. Okay, this is how I'm spending choosing to spend my time, my days right now, watching TV and crocheting. And I get up, you know, I watch TV and crochet, and then I go to bed. Okay, so that's where we start, and that is okay. And that is what a lot of people do. Then you can move to, okay, is this how I want to keep spending my time? I might want to keep watching TV some. I might want to start crocheting more. I might want to do this with my time. But we can't get curious if we're judging ourselves or telling ourselves an untrue story about what we're doing right now. You do have things going on. Okay? So let's just now decide if those are the things you want going on. Like, what's one thing you could try? Let's say if you want to do something else, or you want to kind of still watch TV and crochet, but you want to add in another something. What's one thing that you could try for 10 minutes today? Okay. Let's start small. Let's just do a little level up and see what. And here's the thing a lot of times, y'all, even if it's like, you know, not work or, you know, things like that, right? Even if it's like fun stuff, sometimes we don't want to do it like in the moment. Because even like my knitting and crochet, I have like all my yarn and stuff over here. I'm like, oh, I hadn't knitted in a while. And then I'm like, don't really want to. But then I always say like, oh, but when you sit down with it and you kind of get into it, you'll want to keep doing it. So that's what I suggest for you, Donna. Okay. What are some cues you're at enough? Great question. So I would love to hear in the chat, what are y'all's cues that you have eaten to enough? I would love to hear because I always learn something new when we talk about this. I will talk about my signals and maybe Coach Lisa, you can chime in too. So y'all know the feeling of full. We all know the feeling of full, right? It's that pressure in our lower abdomen. There's a bunch of food in there. Well, when I am enough at enough, it's in the same location, but it's just a little bit of pressure. I know that I've got food in my stomach. That's what I tell myself. Like, ooh, I know I've got some food in my stomach, but I could go out and take a walk. I could do some yoga and I wouldn't be like, ugh. You know, It's just slight pressure in my abdomen. So that's number one. Chris, let's say Christian says she gets a runny nose. Somebody talked about the sigh. I will get the sigh. I was talking to a private client the other day and I said, I get the sigh about once or twice a week. It is not guaranteed every single time. So, but yeah, I get a sigh. Louise says she starts searching for the best bites. I do that too, and I also start pushing my food, or I'm like, I just find them like, moving that fork around, and I'm like, Betsy, there's your sign right there. If we're like moving the, looking for the best bites, moving that fork around, that's my sign where it's like, you know what? I'm not 100% positive I'm at enough, but that's one of my signals. So I'm going to stop eating, go put my food up at the on the counter, and then we're going to wait a few minutes. I can always go get more if I want to, but usually that's a sign. Laura says, yeah, I feel like I could still walk around, but not go for a run. Right. I don't want to go for a run right after I eat a meal too enough, but you could still walk around. I could still get down on the floor and play with the puppy or something like that, right? It's like we are not, getting to full or over full where we're physically uncomfortable. Julie, I love this. This is me too. The second I pause and wonder if I've had enough, I've had enough. Asking yourself if you've had enough, I think somebody was saying MJ talked about this the other day. Asking if I've had enough, that's your sign you've had enough. It's not even like a real question a lot of times. It's like, oh, if I'm asking that, that's the sign I've had enough. And Coach Lisa says she has that too. And she her answer, she actually answers, am I at enough? She said, let's stop and see. Y'all, the only way we're gonna know if it's enough is we gotta stop eating. And the thing is though, but sometimes y'all, when I'm not sure, it's like, okay, brain, I will, give you a break here. And we're not just gonna like, dump the food and wash the dishes and like if we're not 100% sure and you want to, I will give you a few minutes to see. But y'all, about 95% of the time, I never go back and get more food. I never go back. So, but sometimes I just let myself like, okay, we can go back and have a little bit. Or I'll just say, like, you know what? If we get hungry later, we will absolutely eat something. Okay. That's how you build safety with yourself and build, comfort with yourself with stopping at enough. Let's see, took me time to recognize it, but when I lose excitement for more food, like when I get distracted, I start talking, I'm like watching TV or whatever it is, that's another very common sign of enough. The sigh, I start thinking about other things, push my food around. Yes, I notice that I start to eat a little bit faster. That's an interesting thing where it's like, and that's kind of your brain going like, ooh, let's get in a couple more bites before we really decide we're at enough. So, yeah, and that's exactly what Kathleen just said. Susan, it just takes practice. It just takes practice. What is your sign? And I mean, because the win number one for you, Susan, is it sounds like you've got a sign of enough. Okay, so we got to celebrate the heck out of that. And then let's see if you can stop it enough, like once this week. Okay, that's what it takes. We all started, Susan, with one time, with having the courage to do something different and not just clean our plate. And not just keep on eating because everybody else was eating. We had the courage to do it, and you do too. Okay? None of us are special or some superheroes. Okay? We all just said, you know what? I'm gonna try something different today. All right. All right. And Jean said she used to save the best bites for last. Nope. Eat them first. Y'all deserve it. Eat the best bites first. Eat dessert first if y'all plan dessert. Okay. There's no rule says you got to eat dessert after you eat anything else. Y'all, this is how we do something different and get some different results. Okay. Oh my gosh, y'all, this was so awesome. I'm not nervous anymore, but it's totally normal that I was. And it was just such a privilege to be here with you all. I know you all wanted to see the puppy, but I hear my husband in there snoring. So he's doing his kind of usual weekend morning nap. So I bet you anything, the dog is either on the chair with him or is in the crate, because that's where he usually goes when he's sleeping. So I promise a picture in the Facebook group later. I mean, just I'll do it right now. When I get off of here, I'll post some pictures of his name is Ernie, and he's just, oh my gosh, I couldn't love him more, and he also couldn't, frustrate me more. So if that's not an example of the good and the bad right there, I don't know what is. So yeah, so I'll post some pics of Ernie here in just a minute and let you all see in the Facebook group. Okay. All right, guys. Love you all. It was just such an honor to be here with you. Have a great rest of your weekend and take care. Okay. Bye-bye.